Right now.
Okay. I would like to call to order the special meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors. Roll call, please.
Ready to record this?
Staff.
President Graves.
Present.
Vice President Steele.
Here.
Director Dawson.
Here.
Director Simon.
Here.
Director Tatro.
He's not here.
Absent.
That wasn't him.
I figured it'd be easier to let you wait for him to answer. He's not here.
Thank you.
Okay, this is the time for public comment. We'd ask that you would come to the podium if you have anything that you would like to speak about that's not on this, on the agenda, please. Mr. Richardson.
I wrote a letter on this today, and it's an old request that on item D2 that you include on the agenda the information required by the Brown Act to be given, not necessarily on the agenda, as to who the party is, what the issue is, and the date of the problem. The date's not as important as the other two. And what that would do would be it would allow people in the town who receive the agenda to have some idea what it's about and decide whether they're interested in it or not, and to come to the meeting to participate in the opening and the closing, and to express their opinions and come prepared to do that. And I'm making that request again.
So thank you for that, sir. The information that's required by the Brown Act is in the agenda. But I understand that you're looking for something more than that, and appreciate your comments. Thank you.
Could I just respond to that?
No.
Sorry. At this time, I would like to ask. I would like to ask counsel to take us into closed session, please.
Thank you. Regarding item C, the open session disclosure of closed session agenda, there is disclosure regarding item D2, that involves a claim filed under the Claims Act for damage caused to a driveway and landscaping involving a water leak at the address of 4100 Windward Court in Discovery Bay that occurred earlier this year. Claimant is seeking $4,000 in damages. With that, the board is adjourning into closed session regarding action items D1 and 2. Thank you, sir.
Okay, at this time I would ask that anybody not involved with this closed session vacate the premises, we will move into closed session.
Guys, that thing was cold outside.
Sorry, I missed you this morning.
I know, darn.
I couldn't get up here fast enough. Because I cheated on you when I went to San Jose.
Oh, there you go.
We will now return to open session. Council, will you please move us into open session?
Yes, sir. The board has been meeting in closed session regarding action items D1 and 2. Four of the board members were present. Board member Tetral was absent during the entirety of the discussion. Regarding item D1, there is no reportable action. Regarding D2, this was the matter involving property located at 4100 Windward Court, dealing with a claim for damages to a driveway and landscaping resulting from a water leak, in which property owner was seeking damages in the amount of $4,000. The damage occurred in 2011. There is no disposition of that matter. Thank you, sir.
Special meeting's closed. Didn't have time. I gotta tell you, man. Gregory.
seconds, like, obviously, we're getting, like, transferring airplanes here, man.
This might only say far out.
Yeah.
Carol, could you turn the air conditioning on?
Wasting time.
Yeah.
Why do you take me literally? Could you turn the air on full blast as well, please? Gavin, it's 7:00.
Good evening, welcome to the meeting of the Board of Directors. I would ask that everyone rise and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
President Graves?
Here.
Vice President Steele?
Here.
Director Dawson?
Here.
Director Simon?
Here.
Director Tatro?
Okay, this is the time for public comment. If you have any comments that you would like to make on items that are not on the agenda, then this would be the time to come to the podium and address the board. I do have a yellow sheet, which everybody is encouraged and invited to fill out if you want to speak. And this one is from Jeff Barber.
So my comment today is in relation to two quotes that were in last week's local paper. First one's from the general manager. This issue is in regard to the free benefits that that morphed into being available to the directors that were rescinded last week. So the general manager said that on November 17th, a board member, after the vote on November 17th, which was to give benefits to the employees, a board member asked if they could be covered. I think that's a funny statement, considering that they just voted, and I was in the room and listened to this discussion, to give the benefits only to the employees, very specific, to the half a headcount. Yet a director asks the general manager if he too could be included. I assume it's a he. He doesn't say who it is. I'd like to know who it is. I think this community deserves to know who that was. I don't think it was Director Simon. He voted against it. Director Steele wasn't involved. So there are four other possibilities, and I think this community deserves to know who voted for employees with no discussion otherwise, and then asked to have the benefits brought to them, and then all the ensuing commotion occurred. Secondly, the president of this board made a statement in the paper that I find profoundly either incompetent, corrupt, or manipulative, or all three. We didn't vote ourselves any benefits, he said. We voted for employee benefits, and by state statute, that allows us the same benefits. Again, it was a trigger mechanism. It wasn't anything we voted on. I heard that statement made in this room before, and I'd like the lawyer today to take, and I'm sure he's going to refer to this code, and tell us why the statement, who are eligible under the terms of this plan, means something other than the English it's written in, and why the two individuals with the carrier, one of them being the CEO, don't know their business, because they directly refuted what the president said in this paper. So is it incompetence, is it corruption, is it manipulation, or is it all three? I'd like to know. Thank you.
Any other comments?
I have two comments, actually, tonight. I'm sorry about the content of the first one, but it is what it is. That first comment concerns President Graves' September 21, 2011 accusation that I had prior to that September 21st date mailed out letters copied to the grand jury stating that Mr. Graves had a mental illness. At the last CSD meeting on November 2nd, President Graves waved around in the air four letters which he said proved that I was a liar for denying that I raised the issue of him and mental illness. On November 2nd, he refused to show me copies of those four letters or even give me their dates. He said I could only get them through a public records request. On November 3rd, I issued a public records request, and on November 14, I received the four letters. The letters made clear why he would not identify them on November 2nd. None of those letters are dated prior to September 21, when the accusation was made. In fact, all of the letters are of my attempts to force President Graves to provide proof of his false accusation after he made the accusation and to demand that he stop slandering me. The truth is, I never, ever mentioned President Graves' mental health orally or in writing until after September 21st, when he falsely accused me of doing so. His accusation then, and it was and is baseless, and I'll leave it to others to decide who the liar in this matter is. Second comment concerns the illegal benefits program for directors, which you are reversing. On November 2011 letter to you asked several questions. I only have time to repeat one tonight. This question and others must be answered. Who decided that directors were to be included in the benefit program? When was that done? And how was that decision made? The answer should be simple and easy to come by. I'm going to keep asking that question until you provide the answers to it and other questions like it. We want and we will have transparency and accountability in Discovery Bay. Thank you.
Are there any other comments?
Good evening. I have the same concern that Mr. Richardson discussed regarding you, President Graves, waving these letters around last week and trying to make the case that you weren't going to stand for me calling you a liar anymore. I never called you a liar. Waving those letters around and claiming that they somehow support your claim that you made on September 21st does call your integrity into question, but I didn't call you a liar. I think you should explain how waving around four letters that don't allege that you have mental illness support your claim that people in this room, specifically Bill Richardson, have alleged you have mental illness in letters to the grand jury. I don't know how you can explain it, but you should try. So I also want to comment on something. As you know, I was offended when Director Dawson made mental health allegations against me on August 16th, because the manner in which he made them displayed a complete lack of sensitivity for those who actually suffer from mental illness. Mental illness is not a joke. It's something that's very serious and shouldn't be used as a weapon against those with whom Director Dawson disagrees. He should be ashamed for making those accusations against a member of the public simply because he did not want to answer a simple question regarding what seemed to be a self-serving and inaccurate statement that he made following the rate increase. So I had offered him an opportunity to retract or explain the mental health allegation, and he refused to even acknowledge my concern. To the rest of your credit, his fellow board members each expressed concerns for his remarks, but Director Dawson remained silent. Over the past several weeks, Dawson has offered many statements here and in the local media regarding his actions, medical conditions, faults, and regrets. What I have yet to hear is any specifics on which specific actions he regrets. Does Director Dawson regret throwing baseless accusations of mental illness at a citizen who raises a concern? Does Director Dawson regret following a concerned citizen into the parking lot after a meeting and challenging him to fight because he didn't like something he said? Judging from Director Dawson's smile right now, he doesn't regret those things. Does he regret threatening to kick a fellow board member's ass because he didn't get picked for the Communications Committee? I think each of those actions on Director Dawson's part are regrettable, but I haven't heard him say that or even acknowledge them. And then there's the criminal charges, which I think demonstrate a natural progression of his proclivity for violence. It's not enough to simply say we're all human and make mistakes.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Flint. Your time is up.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And are there any other comments? Just this one last time, I'm going to ask the indulgence of the board as I make a couple of comments here. First of all, I've listened to September 21st, and I didn't mention anybody's name of writing a letter. I just said it had been done. So, and I've never called anybody a liar either. Never, those words have not come out of my mouth that I mean, I've listened to the tapes. I don't hear them anywhere. That is not true. And then what's interesting is, once again, I have evidence here, like I did before. And notice I'm not waving them, because I'd hate to be accused of waving them around anybody's face. But I don't, the conversations I have with Mr. Flint to me are not memorable, but in fact, he makes record of them. And I have a email here from Don Flint, dated October 26th. And it refers to a conversation that he alleges that we had, and I'm sure we did, I just don't recall, on October 6th. And on October 6th, I stated to him, in his words, "You told me in very clear terms that Bill Richardson was, he said he was lying, if he said he never alleged to the grand jury that you had mental illness." Now, what I had said on the 21st was that people had sent out letters with that in the caption. That's what I said on the 21st. And I have a letter here dated September 26th and October 1st. Both those dates occur prior to October 6th. Everybody can look at their calendar and verify that. Therefore, when I made those statements, in fact, I had in my possession letters from Mr. Richardson stating exactly what I said. That's the last comments I'm going to make on this. I apologize, but I'm getting really tired of people coming up and with smoke and mirrors trying to change things around. The facts are here, the dates are here in other people's hands. I didn't write any of these things, verifying that what I said in fact was true. Enough said. Moving on to presentations. I would at this time invite Chief Henderson, and he has an introduction he'd like to make, I believe.
Good evening, President and Board. Hugh Henderson with East Contra Costa Fire. I'm here for two reasons tonight. First off, to invite the board and members to the community to some community outreach that we'll be starting as we work forward with the parcel tax and the educational component as we research moving forward with this parcel tax. And the first community meeting will be out here in Discovery Bay, and it'll be on December 12th at the Discovery Bay Elementary School at 6:30 in the evening. And we're really hoping to see board members and the members of the community as we present what's going on with the fire district and where we're looking to move forward in the future. Residents throughout the district, and including Discovery Bay, should receive a mailer from the district towards the end of this week or the beginning of next week, laying out seven community meetings that we're going to be making in the next 2 months. December, on the 12th, we're out here in Discovery Bay, and the 13th, we're at Knightson Elementary, and on the 15th, will be at the Farm Bureau building in Clayton. In January, already scheduled for the 15th, we're in Oakley, the 17th, also in Oakley. Bethel Island on January 19th, and then on the 28th of January, we'll be in Brentwood at the Senior Center. Also effective last week on our last board meeting, we have a new director. This director was appointed by the Board of Supervisors to replace Director Jewell as our ninth director, and that's Cheryl Morgan. Ms. Morgan lives in the Morgan Territory, Marsh Creek area, and I brought her to meeting tonight to introduce you so you know who some of your board of directors are, and for contact purposes and everything.
Cheryl, come on up. You have anything you want to say?
Just, how are you all doing?
Thank you.
I'm your new elected. Welcome. I represent you guys, so through Hugh, you can always get a hold of me. I think Kevin has my number, name and number. If something comes up and you want to talk, give me a call, and we can work through whatever problems you have. Any questions?
The board have any questions for Cheryl?
No, thank you. And Cheryl and I did have a long conversation after the meeting on the 7th. I believe it was the 7th. And it's thank you for representing us. Thank you for taking on that position. It's a challenge, and I appreciate you putting it through that effort and taking that time, because it's a lot of time. So we will be in communication with you. And did you have anything else? Thank you, Cheryl, very much. Appreciate it.
Welcome.
Did you have anything else, you?
No, just again, working, trying to get everybody to these community meetings so we can definitely hear the community's thoughts of what they'd like to see the fire district in the future, and they can see the situation.
Tell us about the what to expect in the mail. That's already in the mail?
It should be in the mail when it's arriving. Should be today. It's basically an informational flyer inviting everybody to these community meetings so we can start talking about further revenue enhancement for the district.
Can we get this on our website?
Yes. And we will, and we will do what we can to get response out here. I'd love to see 1,000 people in the gym to talk about the issues and where the district is going, or where it may or may not be going. What the alternatives are, because you guys put together a pretty comprehensive alternative plan to the bill, to it not passing, and so I think the public should be aware of that also.
Okay, and the other thing that you'll see in this flyer, and we're open to, we have set these different meetings up, but we're very open to coming out to service groups or homeowners associations or any other type of meeting. We've kind of had a kickoff meeting already before the first community meetings. A couple weeks ago, we were invited to the CSRS, Sons of Retirement, meet at the Discovery Bay Country Club. And they had 135 for lunch, and we spent about an hour and a half talking about the district.
Yeah, great. I think that through your connections at the Yacht Club, we can get the word out for Chris at the Lions, Chamber. We'll get the CSRS to put it out. They've already heard some of it, get it out to them. We really need to get a response from our community on this, because it's going to be hugely impactful upon what we have. Who's going to be there? Who's going to be there to disseminate this information?
Well, there'll be district staff, board members.
The full board will be there?
I don't think you're going to see the full board. I think you're going to see selected board meeting board members at different meetings.
The consultant will be there?
Our education consultant will be there, yes.
Okay. Great. Any other questions for Chief Fenton? Chief, thank you very much. Appreciate your time for coming out here. Cheryl, thanks for driving all the way out here.
Thank you.
And we'll... go ahead. Does the public have any questions?
I have a question.
Come on up to the podium.
Okay, thank you. These meetings you're talking about, are they
to, what's the purpose of it? And I ask that because, are you looking for feedback that will go into decision making, or is it simply to tell us what you're going to do?
The right now we're in an educational fact finding to build this parcel tax. We have a rough model built out. We are not required till 88 days prior to the election to actually do the public hearing and put the final resolution together. One of the things the board would like to see is there additional information, is there additional changes that folks would like to see that would help us determine on the ballot language and how we move forward with this parcel tax.
And that would, I assume, then also affect how you move forward in operation of the district to some extent. And the reason I ask is, I've heard, and I don't know that I doubt any of it's factual, that if the parcel tax passes, there's no guarantee that our stations out here are going to reopen.
The model that's out there, Bill, there's a seventh station being opened in year five. Where that seventh station is in year five has not been determined. It's not in the staffing model.
That's what I thought. Okay, thanks.
Any other questions? Thank you, Chief. Appreciate your time. This is time for directors' comments. Do your directors have any comments or reports to make?
I just want to make a comment on something I've noticed recently, and also something that I hope for. I sat in for the last part of the Communications Committee meeting, excuse me, and I was really excited about some of the recommendations that they're going to be bringing forth to the board at a future meeting. And what I really look forward to is I hope that some of the actions that we, if we do take action on some of the recommendations, that they will really help bring in more people who really want to help make Discovery Bay in this district a better place. And I think that public comment has turned into a thing where it's not commenting on something that's not on the agenda that could somehow be put on the agenda in the future or be helpful or actually improve things. It's just an opportunity to kick at one of us. And I really hope that if we can get new people in who really want to help improve this district, that we can do that through the actions of the Communications Committee. Thank you.
Chris, you have anything? I just have a report to turn in. I was at the Fire Protection District. Here's my report. Consent calendar.
Make a motion to request consent calendar.
Any discussion from either the board or the public?
I'll second that.
Is the public supposed to have a conversation before the board?
Go ahead.
Is that normal? I'm just trying to figure
yeah,
out.
No, you're fine. Time. Mr. Blank, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. I have a concern with the way the future agenda items from the last two meetings are noted in the minutes. So I would ask that those be pulled for discussion, or can that be discussed now? I don't want to break the rules.
Future agenda items in the minutes.
Can you give us 1 second, Mr.
Yeah,
Flint?
Yeah, thank you.
Anything specific? Just
yes.
You don't like the way it looks. That's what you said, sir.
I do have something specific. Is this the time to discuss it, or
let's just move on with it. Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate first the fact that the minutes are action item minutes. I think that's great. I think, however, and I've had some conversation with General Manager Howard to try to understand what his thinking was. He is on the most recent minutes giving specific information about a director's suggestion for a future agenda item and not giving the same level of detail for a member of the public's suggestion for future agenda item. And at first, Mr. Howard pointed to the bylaws that say the general manager and the president decide what's on the future agenda. But that doesn't have anything to do with an explanation of why a director's suggestion would be described in detail, and the member of the public's suggestion not mentioned at all. So I would just say that, and the other thing the planning manager Howard said, and correct me if I'm wrong, is no action was taken regarding the public's request for future agenda item, but that implies that there was some action taken for the director's suggestion for future agenda item, and I don't believe that's the case. So my suggestion is that either future agenda items are listed with who's made the suggestion and what that suggestion is, or they don't be listed at all, unless the president makes it.
Thank you for your comments. Any other comments on the consent calendar?
On item 6 on the consent calendar, I was really delighted to see that you used the word in the resolution, preclude members and former members. If you remember, the motion that was made was to rescind the action earlier taken. You can only rescind something that was actually done. And the problem was it was never acted upon earlier. So I'm delighted to see the new word is preclude, not rescind, because that's correct and accurate. Thank you.
Thank you. I agree with you 100%, sir. We never did take any action on that. Okay. Any other comments? Hearing none. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. New business. Item 1, staff.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board, public. The item before you tonight is a proposal to conduct a bioassay test for our two Trojan UV disinfection systems at our wastewater treatment plant. Gregory Harris, our district engineer, is here this evening, and he's going to present the report.
Go ahead. Yes, I'm Gregory Harris, Herwood Engineering. I'm the district engineer, and I'm here to explain briefly what the purpose of the bioassay is and the proposal that you have in front of us. Our district currently disinfects or kills the germs in the wastewater before leaving the plant with ultraviolet light. And ultraviolet light was a decision the board made more than 10 years ago, actually before I even started working for the district, in lieu of using chlorine to kill the germs in the wastewater before it leaves the plant. And that was for safety reasons. That was the primary purpose. One of the advantages in ultraviolet light is it's safer than chlorine to use, safer to the public, et cetera. But there is one disadvantage of it, and that is when the water gets cloudy, the light doesn't work so well. And we had some violations earlier this year of what's called a bacterial test, BACT for short, and we violated our permit. And we had just installed a new UV system, and we tracked down that there was an issue with the weirs that was creating an issue in the different board, or there wasn't a lot of money, but we basically paid to fix it. However, we're still left with, we need to formally document the performance and kill potential of our UV system. And by doing this test, we're gonna properly understand how effective our particular light is on our wastewater, because every plant's a little different. They have different constituents in the water, and they interfere more or less with the effectiveness of the light. And so the purpose of this bioassay is so the district and the plant operator knows, this is a good, correct dose of light. Under these circumstances, this will be effective, and we won't have to worry about future violations as long as we file the guidelines that will come out of this report.
Any questions from the board?
The only comment, we're all pretty much in agreement. We needed to do this. We talked about it at the last meeting. I don't think it's a mystery to anybody sitting here that it needs to be done. At this point, I think we need to go ahead with this.
So this will give us the baseline?
Yeah, essentially right now we're using a generic baseline. We're just saying, okay, the typical rule is this, use this. What we're concerned is we may not be accurate with that, and the penalty for being wrong is we violate. And so we're over here saying for a reasonable test, we can establish clearly and finally how well disinfection works on our wastewater. By the way, the test has never been done since we installed UV. So this will allow us to clearly and well define how effective our UV system is on our light, so the plant operators know the correct dosage, and so that any planning that's done going forth or whatnot, we have accurate information for.
Any questions for the public?
Sure.
Go ahead.
I will make the motion that we conduct a bioassay test for two Trojan UV disinfectant systems at wastewater treatment plant 2, not to exceed $43,450.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any further comment? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item 2.
Ready to stay put. Again, Greg Harris will be presenting the report, but this has to do with the purchase of a belt press for the biosolids production area. This is in our capital budget for the FY 2011-2012 project year. And so Greg can go ahead and identify and kind of explain a little bit more detail the need and what this product and what this piece of equipment will be doing.
Yes, as part of the master plan, it was identified that we have a very clear and demonstrated bottleneck in processing biosolids at the facility. Mm-hmm. The biosolids are the solid portion of the wastewater that's left over that we separate out of the water when we clean it up. And what became clear is that with only one belt press is when it's broken down, we process nothing and we end up storing solids in our lagoon. And then during the summertime periods, our dryers dry so fast that our little belt press can't keep up with it. So we planned a fiscal budget to install a new belt press. That design is almost complete. The equipment takes time to order and deliver and stuff like that. So by approving a purchase now, we're looking at a May delivery of equipment, and that's when the contractor will be on board to install and expand the little belt press area and install the piece of equipment.
Thank you. Any questions from the board?
No.
That, again, it's an item that we've discussed thoroughly in the past.
We budgeted this already.
Yes. Yeah. Any comments from the public?
I'd like to make that motion too.
Motion's been made.
I'll second.
Motion's been seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
This was your easiest night here.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate your time and all your all your good work. Thanks.
See you.
You want to get a room?
Thanks.
Item 3.
Item 3 is on the agenda this evening to establish a Town of Discovery Bay developer holding account. This account is pursuant to AB 1600, wherein when developers deposit funds, they put funds on deposit for projects, those funds need to be kept in a separate account. Our new finance manager brought this to our attention, and so Dean is here this evening if you have any questions about it. But it's good business practice. We keep those deposits separate from our regular district funds, and this just authorizes us to open that account with the ECC Bank.
A couple of questions come to mind. First of all, as I read this agenda report, I don't see it referring to any mandatory code, but now you're quoting a public code that it is mandatory, is that correct?
Yes.
AB 1600? Okay, so it's not really optional. You say here it's a good practice to do this, and I just...
It is a good practice to do it. At the time the report was written, I wasn't completely familiar with 1600 until after the report was written.
Not a problem, just wanted to make sure, but it's something that's mandated. In other words, typically you wouldn't obviously have to open an account for every fund that we have. You can just address it through different accounts and just be disciplined enough not to spend money that's not on that
different
ledger.
Ledgers.
But you're saying it has to be in a separate account, is that correct? Okay, just wanted to clarify that, because I didn't want to establish accounts we didn't need. Any discussion from the board? I'm sorry. Any discussion from the public?
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Flint.
Is this
a new requirement? The reason I'm asking is I'm curious if the internal auditor or the outside auditors had ever noticed or mentioned this in the past, and if not, why not?
Yeah, it's a great question. Any ideas? We don't know when that was in. Do you know when that was enacted?
I don't know when that was enacted.
Well, good question, but I guess we don't have. I mean, I'm just curious.
Well, I know the issue of rotating the auditor has been brought up before, and I think this points to another reason why that would be an important thing to do. And possibly, if we knew the answer.
I believe that we're in the process of doing that. So, therefore, I'm good catch, I guess. Good catch. And is there any further discussion?
We'll make the motion.
Awesome.
Okay. No, did you second?
I haven't made it yet.
Somebody make the motion.
Adopt resolution. I'd like to make a motion. We adopt resolution 2011-23 establishing a town of Discovery Bay CSD developer deposit holding fund.
I'll second that.
Any further discussion? Whatever. This would be the time. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Okay, item four.
This item is before you tonight. It came as an agency comment request from the county. This is very similar to an item that came before the board last year. A homeowner at 1669 Willow Lake Road has applied for home-based business license to operate a wholesale vehicle sales business. It's an individual proprietor, no vehicles or foot traffic will be on site. One of the county's conditions of approval is there would be no storing or leaving of vehicles at this location. It will primarily be utilized as an office to effectuate paperwork and legal requirements respect to the business. So if you have any questions.
Any questions from the board?
You're a resident expert on wholesaling.
He's going to have all the right answers anyway. So where are you going to store the cars? At the auction. I'm not going to bring home. They'll all be
okay. Exactly.
Okay. Just out of curiosity.
That is a condition of approval, and if that were to take place, it would be a violation that they could rescind the license.
The owner, am I reading the addresses right? The owner and the applicant live across the street from each other? 1668 and 1669?
That way.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It looks like family.
Okay, just thought it was kind of interesting. All right, at this point, this is one of our
no
action items, right? Any comments from the public? Yes, sir.
Echoing Mr. Simon's comments, just think it's a bad idea, bad precedent to start and let other people try and do the same thing. Just don't recommend you do that.
Okay, any other comments?
No negative comment.
Make a motion then.
Go ahead.
Second that.
I guess I did make a motion. I would make a motion that we send out no negative comment. It has been made and seconded.
No action, don't we? Well, you can take no action, but then you wouldn't. Pardon me. You can take no action, but you wouldn't be giving any direction to staff. To respond at all. That's what I do.
Ignore it.
I didn't report it. Let DMV work.
Well, there's a motion. I'll withdraw the motion. Who made the second?
You want to withdraw? Yeah, withdraw.
Okay. No action. Okay. Murray.
Mr. President, Director. Last night we did various safety training. Biggest one was the Great California Shakeout. That's where on October 16th, everybody's supposed to take cover for earthquake awareness, which we conducted at the plant. On the water side, we had various troubleshooting and repairs at Newport and Willow. The biggest thing last month is that we got filter C that's out here that we had some issues with previously back online, and it's currently running and function normal. We also started doing some water leak repairs at Plant 2, and we'll continue to move on through Plant 1 and other sites to try to get all the water leaks that are happening around to save some water. We produced almost 100 million gallons of water last month into the system. On the wastewater side, we installed some new sump pumps, and I apologize for leaving off at the headworks at Plant 2. This is on the odor control. When the water goes back down, we put a new sump pump in. We also ordered some new valves over at Plant 1 on the return lines for clarifier 1. Had certain, various valves that did not work anymore. Ordered those valves, got those in, got those reinstalled, did some repairs on clarifier number 1, and it's currently back in operations, and now we're working on clarifier 2, doing some major repairs on it. One of the other biggest things last month was we got the dredge that Gregory was talking about earlier on the biosolids. It's up and running and in operations, so we are producing a little more biosolids, so that belt press will come in handy to get those solids out of here. We also put another brand new truck in service for Veolia, so you'll see various new trucks out and about. We received a little over 43 million gallons of wastewater last month. We treated a little over 46 million gallons out of the plant, and you can see on our various permit limits that we're well below our permit limits. And we did a little over 220 work order completed last month on various equipment.
How do you do with groundwater?
Last month we only had one call, but that was due to just the customer at her house. We went to her house, we flushed the line in front of her house, got clear water, we opened the faucet at the front of her house, had clear water, and just asked her to just flush her house out for about 15-20 minutes, cleared up, and had none since.
How are we doing with staff? Are we fully staffed?
We are currently one short. We're trying to replace Gerald with a senior water operator now, and that's out for public taking resumes currently and interviewing for that position.
How long have we been doing this?
About a month. Right after Gerald left, we put that notice out.
Do we have any candidates?
We got a couple. I interviewed one on last week, and he'll be coming back in the month to meet with Aaron and Doug. So we'll be doing some follow-up interviews.
Any questions from other board members? Any questions from the public? Virgil.
Do you want to mention about the biosolids and the spreading of them? How much did we do?
Oh, yeah, I would. I usually do that for next month.
Oh, okay.
That'll be on next month's report.
All right.
But we did remove all our biosolids and get them disked out for the year, and that'll be on next month's report.
Great. Any other comments from the public? Like the fact that we're below all those dark, black, bold numbers that you put in there, and I do appreciate you putting those there for us. Again, I can't tell you, there's a certain comfort that comes along with seeing where we are on that, which would probably explain how I'm going to feel if I ever seem above that.
Yeah, yeah. And as we get going on, I'm trying to collect data where I'm going to do some trending and some graphing so you can see comparing over a period of time. So that'll be coming in the future.
Great. Bernie, thank you very much for your report. And we will move on to manager's report. Who's first?
Farron Perez.
No comment.
No comment either.
No comment.
Good evening.
Hey.
I just have a couple items. One, I wanted to let you guys know that we had our pre-con for the Regatta Park basketball project today. The county issued the notice to proceed effective tomorrow. They are planning on getting us a construction schedule by Friday, but they're planning to start out on the park site Monday or Tuesday. They'll probably not be breaking ground then, just setting up fencing and getting that started, mobilization. The second is that we are, I met with our architect for the dog park conceptual plans today. There were some modifications that are being made, but the report and presentation will be ready by the end of next week. We would like to schedule a community meeting or workshop. We've contacted the school district and have two dates available. One is December 5th at Timber Point, I'm sorry, and the other is December 8th at Discovery Bay Elementary. And I'm just looking for consensus on what date would be good for you guys.
What day of the week is that?
It's a Monday and a Thursday.
The 8th is a Thursday?
And it would be at 6:30.
Yeah, that's better for me.
I do know Director Tetreault is not available on the 5th.
This is December.
5th of December.
Sorry. The 8th would be better for me.
Yeah. The 8th of December is
Thursday.
Yeah. We already have something on the 6th, I think. Community Center. I mean, a communications committee meeting. What time? 6:30 in the evening?
Yes.
Okay. And I'd rather see it be at the school here than the Timber Point.
Okay. Is that work with the basketball schedule and
everything? They worked it out, yes. Oh, all
right. That was the difficulty. Yeah. That was the difficulty in getting the dates is working around the CYO basketball right. program.
Yeah. That's the only day that we don't have something that week. Why not?
Okay. We need to get the word out. It's a couple weeks away.
Yeah. We just needed to set a date and let the school district know, and then we're going to start with our notifications of that.
If you ask Ruth really nice, she'll probably put it in the press.
Maybe.
All
right.
Okay. Thank you.
That's all I have, unless you guys have any questions.
Any questions for Baron from the public first, please? Any questions from the board of directors?
Yeah, how's the schedule going for the holiday decorations?
They're
going
to be out tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow afternoon. So.
All right.
Thank you, Baron.
Thank you.
Virgil.
And Virgil.
Just a little tidbit. I was going counting my little ticks that I put on the wall, you know, like you do when you shoot down the bomber, shoot down an enemy, they mark their aircraft. Anyway, we had about 120 some odd water leaks throughout the year up to date. Out of those water leaks, the calls that came into us, a lot of it staff were able to fix. 45 of them were what we call major, where we had to bring in a contractor to dig up the street or dig up part of the sidewalk in order to fix that water leak. And then we also had three hydrants that were hit and runs, and we caught all three individuals. And which is rare. I mean, generally we only get one a year, roughly, but we had three this year to date, all hit and runs on fire hydrants that we recovered the cost on. So,
and the usual suspects don't live here anymore. So,
so anyway, I just want to give you a little tidbit.
No, appreciate that. Well, how does that compare with last year up to date? Do you know?
The water leaks, I don't know. I think we have a little bit more in the major side of the house.
Can you give us a 3-year tick report?
Yeah, I can.
And that way we can see how our infrastructure is holding up, see if there's a pattern there?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate that. And broken down the same way, by repairable and major.
Now, the ones that, some of the minor ones, we don't count. Like Bernie was indicating they have water leaks at the two plants. What they are is hose bib things, where the hose bib, the washer's dripping, so they're fixing those type of things. So water leak is all in... I don't consider that a water leak. I do.
I agree.
It's a drip.
No, I agree. We'll leave it to your discretion. And that would, but if you're doing all of the comparison, then it'll be a true comparison because you're going to use the same criteria for each year. So I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Any comments for Virgil from the public before he sits down? From the board? Thank you, Virgil. Rick, you're up.
The only thing that I have for the board and for the public is that after the last board meeting, we contacted Anthony Fontenot from the Sheriff's Department. They were kind enough to bring one of their bins, their barrels, into the back for the unwrapped children's toys. And so we have a drop-off point here. So if anybody would like to go ahead and do that, please do so. It's convenient. You can come in and bring it in before one of our regular meetings. So that would be great. And we're hoping to be able to fill that up. And that's all I have this evening.
Council.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, or President. Really quick, as been the practice, there was a special meeting held tonight at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
I'm repeating the report from closed session. There were two items that the board considered during closed session, action item D1 and D2. In regards to action item D1, there was no reportable action. In regard to action item D2, that involved a claim submitted by property owners located at 4100 Windward Court for damage to a driveway and landscaping resulting from a water leak in which they were seeking damages in the amount of $4,000, and there was no disposition of that matter. That is all. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, counsel. We have correspondence listed, and I have a request here from Mr. Richardson to speak on item L4.
Item L4 is about the escapes, the four youth who escaped from the Byron Boys Ranch. And while it may not seem that way to you, many of my letters are attempts to help you do things better, to point out things that you might not have thought of, and so on. And this appears to be one where I wrote the letter on September 28th, you sent your letter out on October 5th, and it didn't include any of the things that I suggested or any of the things that Director Steele suggested, which were right on point. And so tonight we have a letter in the packet from the County Probation Department that helps us not at all. You may remember in my letter I said that the reason I thought I had some qualifications to help you was that I served on the Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention Commission in Contra Costa County for 6 years. 5 years I was chairman of that group, and all 6 years I was assigned to inspect the Byron Boys Ranch. And as a consequence, I felt that when this problem came up that I might be able to help. However, Director Steele beat me to the punch when he said during the September 21st meeting, when this was discussed and the suggestion was made by one director, we need a fence around the facility for us to be safe, which is exactly the opposite thing we need in that facility. Director Steele said, let's look at the admission policies and see if the boys who escaped, especially the one who the sheriff called dangerous. Okay? Your letter said nothing about that. The response that we got back from the probation department is a typical bureaucratic brushing it off. We didn't get anything from them. Now, the problem as I see it was, unless that boy became dangerous on his way out of the facility by hurting somebody, if he was not dangerous up to that point, it was okay for him to be there. If he got the designation dangerous, he never should have been in Byron's Boys Ranch. Byron's Boys Ranch is for those youth who are in trouble, who have made a commitment, I am going to be responsible for myself, and I'm in this facility giving me a chance to demonstrate that I can be responsible for myself. And something went wrong. Either the admission policy was wrong, or the wrong boy, a dangerous boy, was in that facility. And you haven't even touched on that. You wrote a letter, you got a response, none of it did any of that. I don't feel a bit safer. And I would recommend that you go back to the county and say, look, what Director Steele recommended needs to be looked at here. We've done nothing to benefit the town.
I was remiss in our going through the agenda here, and I skipped committee updates. Are there any updates from any of the board members other than, you want to go ahead and give an update, Director Steele, on that? No? Okay. Communications Committee? Communications Committee met this evening, and we are to the point of finalizing a draft of recommendations to bring back to the board. We will probably have one more meeting, and the date of that meeting is December 6th at 5 o'clock in these chambers. And at that point, we will finalize that draft and get it out to the public and get it to the board. And take it from there. Did I miss anything, Rick? No? Did you have any comments to go along with that, Chris? Okay. Any other committee updates?
Community Center Committee is still moving forward. We're working on a draft recommendation for the board, and the path is still clear. We're looking for a location and looking for some advice to the board. So we'll have a report to you by the end of the year.
Thank you. Any other committee reports? Comments on committee reports? Okay. Public records are listed. Future agenda items. I have a yellow sheet from Mr. Barber who would like to comment on that item.
So I didn't make these recommendations during public comment because that's not the place for them. So maybe some director education is maybe I could add that to my list. So over the last 2 years since I've been observing this board, at the beginning of each year, I've made some specific suggestions in hopes of seeing this board raise its level of function. I won't be here at that time, so I'm going to submit my list now. Hopefully you'll indulge me here. This is a list of specific items to put on your agenda in the future for discussion and action and to hopefully implement, and maybe not word for word as I've suggested, but in that direction. So the first is to develop a comprehensive community vision statement plan, something like a master plan for this community. I can't stress enough how something like that in place, a working living document, would circumvent all sorts of issues and challenges this board has run up against just in the last 12 months. Implement a summer part-time outdoor work program for high school students, paid workers who live in this area, kids who could get a job here, save up some projects for the summer. Other communities do that. Establish a pilot CSD recreation program. Find a volunteer director. Establish a program. You have the powers to do it. You talk about a community center, do it with a volunteer. Start very small, really small. Don't spend any money, but make it happen. Establish a committee to look at the way other planned communities, pick any of them, Tahoe Donner, works with respect to amenities. There are communities like this that are a subset of a bigger entity, and they have lots of amenities that we would like to have, but we don't. But it can be done. Go look at some very specific ones. It's bigger than a community center situation, but community center is part of it. Look at it. There are real world situations out there. We maybe can't do the grandest, but there may be a solution out there that can be implemented here. Define a plan to minimize turf grass in the community. I think that should have been done a long time ago. Expand the CSD's participation in community events at no cost directly under this CSD's banner. And utilize my suggestion three, which is a volunteer recreation manager or director. And it could even be an employee who then wants to volunteer or add that to their work charter. Provide access to the sludge stuff that I've heard is available for the community to use in gardening, but you haven't made that available. Go ahead and do that. That would be a nice benefit to the town. Seek to take over code enforcement somehow as a contractor for the county. That might be tricky, but it's something to look at doing as a benefit to the county and the community. Maybe there's some revenue in it somewhere. Develop a resident emergency vendor program intended to bring more local Discovery Bay business owners and tradesmen on as backup local vendors in case of a major emergency. If a major emergency occurs and you can't get electricians or whoever you need in here quickly, there's plenty of them here. If you have a program set up to do that in advance, like other communities do. Are you going to cut me off?
Well, Mr. Barber, you have 3 minutes, and you're going into a lot of
explanation. Hey, he wants to hear great ideas. I don't know if these are great
how
ideas.
How many more do you have?
I've got 5 or 6 more.
He's already 30 seconds over.
Hey, you want to cut me off, you can, but you'll live with the fact that somebody came up to the podium as he wanted to with constructive suggestions, and you're shutting them down. Do you want to do that, yes or no?
Your time's up.
You're shutting me down.
No, your time is up.
Okay, do you want me to stop or not?
Yes, I want you to stop.
Jeff, where'd you leave off? I'll go.
There you go. I left off at number
Rick,
10.
Why
start
you
at 10.
Put me in this position.
I thought we weren't doing comment. I'm not sure.
Well, yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Offer the school district the opportunity to develop a summer science camp focused on Discovery Bay water and waste treatment opportunities. Operations. Sorry. Internally establish a foundation for the community center. That's been discussed in the community center meetings. And it can be done without consultants and can be done locally on a volunteer basis. make the community center committee a permanent external committee that citizens sit on for 1 year terms, find the best of the best to sit on this committee. Establish a blue ribbon panel to investigate the original Discovery Bay West infrastructure investment by Hoffman and the county. Determine where the fault for the capacity deficiency lies. Start on January 1st to establish a 5-year rolling financial plan for all aspects of the district aimed at a long-term capital reserve outlook, include prospective rate staging. Seek a volunteer corps to donate expertise to the CSD for tangible roles such as PR ombudsman. Take all formal steps necessary to properly fund the Discovery Bay CSD AC/MAC activities. During the first meeting conducted by the new president, ask each board member and the general manager to pledge not to engage in any of the behaviors that led to the director free insurance debacle. Hire a new law firm. And vote to censure Vice President Dawson. I would like to add, and I have something I can hand you, to bring to the agenda the issue of recording and posting committee meeting audio.
Secretary.
There you go. Oh,
it's fine.
I'm sorry?
Goes to the secretary.
It needs to go to the secretary. I'm sorry. Oh, it's a future agenda item. It just needs to go to the secretary. And my point here is that we have these meetings at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They're very hard for people to attend. It's very easy to record them and post them. President Graves is, you know, his statement is contrary to the opinion of Mr. Flint. With our staff shortages and projected budget constraints, I do not believe this is practical and reasonable. Well, there has been no analysis to that effect, and the cost is minimal. I frankly don't know what the basis for President Graves' opinion is, and I know it hasn't been discussed by the board. Allowing the public to listen to what goes on in these meetings is important. There's no reason not to do it other than you don't want people to hear what's going on. Thanks.
Any other comments from the public on future agenda items? Any future agenda items from the board? Fantastic. Meeting is adjourned.